Here we come then with another challenge, water baptism. Water baptism is a governmental transfer. It's very important. It is not an optional extra. When Jesus came up out of the waters of baptism, the Jews around him knew well what was going on, and they saw the statement he was making. I am a representation of what God wants from this point on. He was just a normal human being at this time. He hadn't been crucified or glorified. So here's a man, a normal person, son of Mary and Joseph, making a proclamation to Israel that something new had come and that something was life-changing. It was a proclamation that a radical shift had occurred which would demand a personal and behavioural response from anyone who decided to follow him. Jesus had just proclaimed the manifesto of the kingdom of God. Not my will, but thine be done. Not my happiness and joy, but yours is what I'm here to fulfill. And his father declared, this is my son in whom I'm well pleased. By his immersion, Jesus signified his willingness to do whatever his father required to secure the return of the kingdom, the reign and rule of God in the earth. He was about to take back the title deed which had been forfeited by Adam, thus bringing the Father great joy. The title deed to the earth was to be returned to its owner. Adam traded it, Jesus won it back. Jesus came to do the will of the Father, which included dying. So what has this to do with water baptism, you might be saying? When we go through the waters of baptism, we're declaring the same thing. Not my will, but thine be done in my life. I symbolically die with you in baptism in order that I may live with you in resurrection life. It's the first act which indicates we understand the implications of the kingdom we've embraced. We've made him Lord of our lives. Now we are doing as he asked. Be baptized. It's our first declaration that we've been given freedom to choose against ourselves in the conflict between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light into which we've now been transferred. By baptism, we are declaring we are no longer under our own government, but accepting the government of God in our lives in just the same way as Jesus did, and that from now on, pleasing the Father, bringing him joy, is our greatest goal in life. We are showing we've moved from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. We're acknowledging we've died to our old nature and lifestyle, and we're rising in regeneration, newness of life, with the government of God upon us. We are submitting to his lordship. We are agreeing with him. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And of his government there will be no end. We embrace the fact we're no longer our own. We've been bought with a price. We belong to him. From now on, our lives will be characterized by choices for or against him and his light within us. Water baptism is an act signifying a change of government. Jesus says, from now on, your life will be my life. Do what I'm doing. Live as I lived to please my Father. His love expects and requires us to act and behave against ourselves, to mature to the point where we give ourselves away, just as he did. It's a process and a journey. Did you fully realise this at your baptism? If you didn't, you may wish to reflect on these things and consider being baptised again, this time in the full understanding of the statement you're making to God, to man, and to the principalities and powers. I was like that. And now, by God's grace, I am like this. Baptism is a cataclysmic act of spiritual warfare. It destroys the hold of the kingdom of darkness over you. Arise then and be baptized.